and welcome to the Cairns Writes podcast, home of science fiction, fantasy, and horror author Michael Cairns, me. If you like what you hear today, you can find more at cairnswrites.com and download free sci-fi novella, Childhood Dreams.
Shell is on a world ship, heading to a planet she'll never see. Behind her, Earth burns, and ahead lies a life she has no interest in. But Shell has been listening, and Shell has a plan. Nowhere, a science fiction short story. Dear Diary. Nah, screw that. Dear Survivor. Dear anyone who escapes this hellhole and actually cares enough to read this. Today is the day. I've been scrawling this rubbish for years, never knowing why and not caring much either. But today it all makes sense. This is my message. This is my time. For anyone who flicks to the last entry first, let me give you the basics. My name is Shell Dislengua, and I'm 17 years old. I live in Sector 11, Cabin Block 32. My mother just about remembers Earth. My father never saw it. I don't want to see it. I guess that's why I'm writing this. All anyone goes on about is Earth. About how beautiful it is. How it's all so green and the sea so blue and the sky so big. That's what they tell me. If I wait around long enough, they get out the movies and show me just to prove it. I stopped waiting around a long time ago. Why do they insist on watching those bloody things? Not one person on board this flying coffin will see Earth, so why is everyone so obsessed? What is it about that place that has their panties in such a bunch? That's the question I've been asking myself for years. Then this morning, the day I turn 18, I figured it out. They're scared. I can't believe I didn't see it earlier. I spent ages thinking I was unique, that I was the only one who saw the big fat lie we've all been sold. But I was wrong. Everyone sees it. How can they not? It's not like anyone's really tried to lie about it, at least only to themselves. We'll fly through space our entire lives, with Earth getting further and further away and planetary body Alpha 251 getting nearer and nearer. But none of us will see it, nor walk through the apparently green forests that cover 90% of its surface. None of us will see the mountains that tower high above anything on Earth. None of us will even see it through the screens. None of us. Everyone knows it, but instead of being like me and admitting the truth, they lie to themselves. They're scared, so they hide behind this weird love of Earth, this passion for something that makes no sense, that means nothing to them. It's like believing in God. No one's done that in hundreds of years, but they still laugh about it. Can you believe people actually used to believe in a higher power? Someone comes out with now and then, and everyone has a good laugh. But everyone aboard's doing exactly that. Only God's this planet that we came from, or at least the thousand or so people on board who were alive when we left. I'll be getting hitched in 2 days. Apparently, calling it getting hitched is funny, because it's this old expression from Earth. But there's nothing funny about it. Somewhere on board, a computer has selected my perfect mate from the 20,000 men, well, boys, on the ship. In 2 days' time, I'll be given his name and we'll have our first date. He's got no more choice than I have. No more choice than Dad had. Apparently, Mum chose him from a lineup. They did it like that before we had the first mutation. Now the whole thing's based on these poxy algorithms they sent through from Earth. One of only 3 occasions when they actually responded to a message we sent. Things are bad there now. They were bad when the ship left, but now there's not much left. That's what makes the lies even worse. Everyone on board is dreaming of this wonderful planet that doesn't even exist. Half the eastern seaboard was a burnt-out wreck before the ship even launched. It's been 42 years, so what are the chances there's anything left at all? I'm rambling. I didn't mean to ramble. I wanted to explain my actions. I'm not sure why. It's not like I care what anyone thinks. I want you to understand, though, even if you can't forgive me. Let me start again. My name is Shell, and today is my 18th birthday. Today, my fate will be bound to another, for no better reason than because a computer says so. I'm travelling to a destination I'll never see, because I'll be dead long before I get there. But get this. From the day I was born, they told me to be grateful. They told me I'm one of the chosen ones, one of the lucky 100,000 responsible for the survival of the human race. Man, do I feel lucky. So you tell me, what would you do? Because there's only one route out that I can see. I toyed for a while with using one of the escape pods. I could shoot myself into space and drift until my oxygen ran out. It's tempting, sorely tempting. But then I started listening. I listened in the mess halls to the excited chatter of the brainless morons who inhabit this piece of shit. I listened in the engineering bay, where Dad and another couple of thousand people make sure we keep going in the right direction. The convo was better, not all sunlight and roses, but they were still clinging to lies and BS. I listened to my teachers, who tried to tell me it was worth working hard and getting qualifications, because it means I won't end up cleaning the mess hall, or washing the 60,000 pairs of dirty underpants the ship produces every day. I listened to all of it and, by the time I'd finished, I felt sick. Because I'm in a flying coffin that's filled with zombies, mindless, witless zombies. And they need to wake up. They need to wake up and accept their reality. How are they going to wake up? Well, I did some learning, just like my teachers told me. You'd be amazed by the bombs you can make with the stuff they leave lying around in engineering. I've not rigged the whole ship. Aside from how long it would take, like an entire year, I don't want to kill everyone. I just want them to hear, really hear properly, instead of just nodding and smiling and saying, "Yes, sweetie, of course, sweetie." Okay, so maybe I just want my parents to hear. But the entire ship's gonna hear. They'll call my name, and I'll walk out into the centre of that horrible cream room and I'll see him. The guy I'm apparently going to learn to love, and then, boom. They'll radio Earth and tell them. Let them know the casualty numbers, just before telling them that of course they'll go on, because the mission is more important. The mission is everything. Without the mission, the human race is doomed. Well, let me tell you what I think. I think the shockwave from my bombs is going to end the human race way more effectively than the wars ever did. Because once people hear, I mean really hear, they won't have any choice but to listen. They'll hear the banality they keep spouting. They'll hear the nonsense they tell one another, and, one by one, they'll wake up. And when that happens, I only wish I could be here to see it. The corridors will run with blood. Not literally, well, maybe, I suppose. That would be cool. All that fear will come flooding out. There won't be anywhere for them to hide. They'll spend every minute of every day waiting for the next bomb. They'll spy on their neighbours and tell tales around the water coolers. They'll wake in the night sweat-soaked and shaking, waiting, waiting for the boom. And it will come. There'll be another shell. There'll be another 10 shells. And they won't be satisfied with just the joining room. They'll rig every damn room in this ship, and when they have, the HMS Survivor will go boom all over. It's either that, or by the time they land on planetary body Alpha 251, they'll all be mad. Either way, mission very bloody well accomplished. So, dear diary, dear survivor, dear whoever, before you toss this book in the bin and sniff as you turn your nose up, answer me this. Exactly what have you survived? And why?
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, you can find more at cairnswrites.com and come back in a week for the next episode. You can also find me on Pinterest, Facebook, Goodreads, and Twitter, or email me at michael@cairnswrites.com.